Hey everyone, Jim Phoenix here. Are you having T&E spring shivers withdrawal like I am? Well, there's a patch for it. Also, this podcast, we've got none other than the Haunted Hospital Season 5, Krista Merrick, and their episode's dropping number seven. Do the math. All of this and more and some jump scares on the next What's Cracking. Hit it. Hey everyone, Jim Phoenix here, and today on What's Cracking, we've got a treat. We had a one, we have a twofer, now we got a threefer, that's right, for Haunted Hospital Season 5, Episode 7. That's this many fingers up. We've got none other than Krista Merrick, and I have to say one thing. When I'm checking out these episodes, Krista gave me the biggest jump scares ever, and I can't wait to talk about it. So, Krista, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me, speaking with me, hopefully getting scared with me too.
Getting scared and not definitely kicking you out of the room by accident again. No, I mean, that was never happened. That was just, yeah, right. I have so many questions. Okay. Because I know that you're both the influencing and you're also the investigating side. How did you combine them? Were they a natural combination there or what?
It was definitely a natural combination. I've always been into paranormal investigating and always had paranormal experiences my entire life. But I always kind of just did it by myself, where I would drag along, you know, friend or someone who wasn't super into it. And then as I started doing the influencing and the content creation, I actually met my team. So they kind of slid into my DMs, and then we've been working together ever since.
Wow. I've met a lot of things being slid into DMs, but never a team to go ghost hunting with.
Right?
That is so cool. It makes me wonder if this is something of today's era, right? Because back in my day, we had to find nobody because no one wants to talk to you. Like, you're seeing a ghost. Like, yeah, okay, buddy. And now, because of the internet, more and more people are able to talk about their experiences and go, oh, you too? Yeah, great. And so it's a natural progression. So when you're doing the two hats, because you still have the paranormal investigator hat and you got the influencer hat, which hat wins out? If you are doing something like on a shoot and you go, oh my God, this is the best ever. I can get this. It'd be awesome. Small story, whatever it's going to be, versus, oh, you know what? I'm not sure about the science yet on this one. Does that ever happen?
Like if I go to a, sorry, I'm going to reiterate yes. The question just to clarify. So, sorry, if I go to a location and I'm not sure about exactly what's going on there, but I get those vibes, like that kind
of thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely happened a few times. I don't know if it's just sometimes I'll go to a location and the ambiance is so creepy, so then maybe I psych myself out. But there's definitely been a couple locations that I've gone to where I'm like, there's something more to this history here for sure. But I'm someone who's very influenced by vibes, and I guess the overall energy, whether you are a spirit and deceased or alive, like I gel with energies from people. So that's kind of what I go off of when I go to haunted locations or just locations in general that might have a lot more history than, you know, a modern building.
That is going to my next question. That's brilliant, because on Haunted Hospital Season 5, Episode 7, your episode, I've seen your behind the scenes footage, and in my mind, yes, it's going to be a stage. But also, yes, that's very creepy and old. Mm-hmm. Is that same thing going through your head?
Yeah, I think in my video that I had created back when we had shot it, I think I made a comment about, don't know if this place is haunted or not, but it feels like it's haunted. But it's like that old, like, I don't know, it was an old school. We filmed in an old abandoned school. So, not abandoned, technically owned by someone. We filmed in an old school that's no longer in use as a school. So it was the you know, smells old, smells kind of haunted.
Absolutely. And I looked through some of the comments about the sink with the push pedal sink. Like, oh, we had one of those in my school. I'm like, you guys had indoor plumbing? Am I just that old? Really?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I know that those kind of sinks existed, but when I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, so vintage. Someone commented and then was like, you did not just call my middle school sink vintage.
but that's what it was. I mean, it looks like, you're right, it looks like an old abandoned school. Like you'd see this in someone's nightmare.
Yeah.
This is the one you dream about. Mm-hmm. And the recreation, the vibe and the feel there was a bit creepy.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah, and so you're getting this through, then you go through makeup, right? And then you have to get everything applied. And how was the makeup process to become the ghoul, the ghosty, the...
It was a lot of fun. You know, I didn't have to do anything. I just sat back and I let her do, you know, her thing. And as it's going along, I'm seeing, you know, the mirror and I'm like, okay, looking a little bit creepy, looking a little bit dark. I think the full transformation came when they put like this stain on my teeth that like made my teeth look like they were rotting. And it was, and the crazy thing about that was she made a point to tell me, she's like, when you're done shooting, make sure to come find me so I can take that off, because I wouldn't have been able to take it off by myself. So I could, if she just decided to leave for the day, I might've just been stuck with teeth like that.
What do they do to your teeth that they can't have you take it off yourself?
She had like some sort of solvent. So I don't know exactly what it was made out of, but like water wouldn't just take it off. My saliva wouldn't just take it off. Like
it's
some sort of paint or stain.
I can't even do my eye makeup without it running, but you can put that on teeth and be there forever.
Yeah.
Makeup artist. Now, was there a part of you that said, you know what, for trick or treating one day, just give me a small vial. Just give me a small vial to take home, trick-or-treating, later on. I'm going to freak everyone out. This is going to be the best trick-or-treat ever.
Honestly, definitely, because we filmed it right before Halloween. So I was like, maybe this is part of my Halloween costume.
Right? It's like, will they notice this straitjacket take? I don't know.
Maybe. Right?
Oh, and now, right, what you're wearing, was it a real one?
I believe it was a real. It was a straitjacket, for sure. Yeah. I put it on and they didn't strap me fully into it until like we were down the stairs. Cause
you know, falling down,
fall down the stairs as we're walking to set or anything like that. And also for some reason, but it makes sense. The minute that I was actually like strapped into it and I was locked in, I felt so claustrophobic because I'm like, I am now at the will of everyone around me. Right. I can't do anything for myself.
Right. And how does that help with your acting? Because, okay, you may have got me on one of the jumps. I'm like, oh no, I knew that was coming. Still gotten. So how does that help with the, does it help the acting? Does it kind of like lead into the energy?
Yeah, it definitely helped in terms of like me needing to struggle. Cause when I was like walking out, I'm just like, I'm trying to break a little bit. But with being constrained or restrained and trying to maneuver, it comes across more authentic because I'm actually restrained. So yeah, I think it definitely helped.
Yeah. It's the gait and the shaking and it's all very, there is a part of realism there. There really is because of the way that the T&E channel does make of the way to do props, the way to do scenery. Mm-hmm. It, not in a million years, but I guess where it was shot, it looks just like an old insane asylum. It looks just like this. It looks just like a specter from beyond will look like in my mind, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely did a very, very good job at dressing the set. And it was so funny because like you'd walk onto a set and it would look like a hospital, but then you'd be in the holding room, or you'd be in hair and makeup, and it's literally in an old classroom. Like you see the chalkboards and everything, so it's like two different worlds. So you see like behind the scenes that it's a school, but they did a fantastic job at the set.
That's cool. Now, when you're doing all of this, and sometimes the cameras get very hot, the lighting gets very kicked on, and you're wearing the straitjacket, was any times you had to take a time out going, okay, we know what, I'm just sweating everywhere, I can't see anymore, it's in my eyes?
Actually, no. My scene went by really, really quick. And the only thing that I was really concerned about was the fact that like how long I was going to be restrained in the jacket for and not be able to use my hands. That was the only thing that I was worried about. I actually wasn't getting super hot because if I'm remembering correctly, I feel like it was actually rather cold that day. And they did have like, it wasn't like it was a freezing cold, like school or anything like that, but it was a bit colder. So maybe, and I run hot anyways. So if I'm in an environment that's cold and I'm wearing something warm, it takes a while for me to warm up. So, yeah. So it's actually okay in that aspect.
Now I have to ask, did you watch the episode yet?
Not yet.
Are you going to have a watching view party?
Yes, I am. I'm so excited.
That's very cool. For those who don't know, it's going to be season 5, episode 7 of Haunted Hospitals. And by the way, from now, which is the 2nd of April until the 7th of April, we've got Spring Shivers going on. Oh, I've been watching this all day long, by the way. This is all I do now.
Yeah.
I took the week off. Like, I'm done. I'm just going to watch TNA channel all week. I'm just scared. Catch up on spooky. It. Yeah, absolutely. If it wasn't your episode and you're doing behind the scenes stuff, is it easier for you to enjoy the PR, you know, the influencing part of it? Or is it more because you're in the scene, you have to be the actor? You have to act it. You have to be there. You have to be present.
Honestly, it was pretty easy for me to do both because I don't know how much you've been on a set before, or how many times people who are watching this or listening to this have been on a set before, but there's a lot of waiting time in between actually filming.
Hurry up and wait.
Yeah. So it was, you're on set and, you know, you could be filming. My scene was rather short, but you could be filming a scene that's maybe 5 minutes, but there could be breaks in between that, or, you know, maybe they're shooting it from one direction and they'll shoot it from another. So there's a lot that goes into an actual film day. So for me personally, especially because I only had such a short scene, I was on set pretty much all day. And a lot of that was just, you know, waiting around, getting my hair and makeup done. So it was easy to do, you know, the influencing, the content creation behind the scenes, and then be able to flip a switch, go into my character, and then rock that. And then also I had people off on the side filming behind the scenes of me actually acting as well, so I didn't have to worry about that. But it made it for a really good balance of being able to create and also do my thing.
That's wonderful. And then, yeah, for those who haven't been, it's going to be hurry up and wait. It's going to be back and forth. What was your call time? When did you have to get on set?
Oh gosh, I'm trying to remember now. Ooh, maybe
was the sun up or down?
Do you remember? Because I feel like it was in the morning. If Melissa's still here, I don't know.
Okay, pop this. If you're going to be there all day, mm-hmm. and part of that day is going to be a straitjacket, mm-hmm. this is just maybe my mind. How does eating and bathroom work?
I actually, she's checking. Oh, she says she wants to say 11. So I roughly got to set around 11 in the morning. Started being put into makeup, got put into wardrobe, but my wardrobe wardrobe underneath the straitjacket was like a dirtied t-shirt and dirtied white pants. So I was in that most of the day up until I had to get to set. So I got to eat my lunch without the straitjacket on. And then I just made sure before it was straitjacket time to go and have a washroom break. But yeah, and they didn't stain my teeth until after lunch too. Like they waited for, I guess, the more intense stuff until almost set time.
What did the stain taste like? Do you remember?
It didn't really have a taste, but the removing of it tasted like alcohol, like rubbing alcohol.
Oh, like Jack Daniels. Okay, no, rubbing alcohol, I guess. Wait a minute. Why do you know what rubbing alcohol tastes like?
It tastes like the smell.
Oh, okay. It tastes like... And today, no. Now, if you are going to give advice to people, both in influencing and in acting and in paranormal investigation, three types of advice, what would you give a brand new person who's trying to become an influencer? What advice would you give them?
don't care or don't mind what other people have to say about you, specifically negative, but honestly, even positive as well, because creating, whether you're trying to be an influencer, whether you want to act, whether you want to be a paranormal investigator, no matter what you want to do in life, actually, this kind of goes all across the board. There's always going to be someone who's like, you know, they don't believe in you. They don't believe in what you're going to do. You know, there's always someone who's lurking in the shadows that's going to be a hater. And you don't want to pay any mind to that. You want to just stay focused, stay on your track, and go after what you're interested in. Because if you start listening to other people, then it will, what's the word?
It might influence or it might affect the way you're going to do your next artistic vision, right?
Exactly. Like for the longest time, I didn't create content, but this was something that, like I said, has been something I've always loved to do, is paranormal investigating. And I've always been interested in ghosts and the paranormal. And I just didn't create content for a long time because I was afraid, oh, what is Bobby down the street going to think of me? But then I was like, I don't care what Bobby down the street thinks of me. I'm just going to do it. And then here I am, like, you know, I'm on Haunted Hospital on TNE and creating all this content for everyone to see. And I'm happy about it.
And it's an amazing content. I did a scroll through your Instagram feed. It's an amazing stuff. You're really, obviously because TNE hired you, but you're really good at your job, in case you didn't know.
Thank you.
It's a hard thing. It really, really is for me. I've known influencers. I've seen social media managers before. And the amount of consistency, the amount of artistic vision you have to have, and you're right. Some people are going to like it. Some people are going to hate it, but you have to keep true to your own vision. You can't have either way influence you.
Exactly. Like, it's always nice to hear like the positive things, but you also can't let people's positive thoughts impact you as well, because yes. You know, at the end of the day, no matter what anyone thinks, doesn't matter. It's what you think and it's what you like and what you want to do. That's what's going to control your life, you know.
I can't agree more.
Also, it looks like we got to set around 2 p.m so
oh
yeah,
you got later. Set to in the marital of it. And if you want to check out all the cool behind the scenes on Krista's Instagram, it's Hauntingly Krista. So HAUNTINGLY, I hope I spelled it correctly, KRISTA.
Yep.
Yay. Yeah. I take that, Miss Vulcan third grade, and I can't spell nothing. Aha.
I can't. Oh, man.
Now, I'll admit, for social media, I have a love hate with it. Honestly, I do. What's your favorite social media? Is it going to be Instagram, TikTok, Tommy Rock? No, that's not one of them. X or Threads or Facebooks or MySpacing.
My favorite social media platform.
Yeah.
I'd have to say LinkedIn.
Are you kidding?
No,
the one I would name? Like, oh my gosh. I'm like, really?
I'm kidding.
I was like trying to make it like, well, I guess that would work,
you know. No, I'm just kidding. I for the longest time it was TikTok, but recently I've been having more of a love for Instagram as well. But I feel above all, YouTube is my favorite. I've been a hardcore YouTube girl since the start of YouTube, really.
Are you getting to YouTube Shorts now?
I'm trying to.
Yeah, I think they're trying to guess where TikTok's going to be pulled the plug and go, oh, now welcome to Shorts.
Yeah, I'm trying. It's an interesting, I'm trying to navigate the whole YouTube world, specifically Shorts, because that's so new and that's kind of what's getting pushed more.
Yeah.
Long-form content. So it's a testing game, but we'll see. I love YouTube.
It's kind of fun. It's a good time to be in social media because there's a lot of new things coming out. I mean, who would have guessed that Musical.ly would rebrand?
Right.
And like dominate.
It's like the lip syncing app.
Right,
and now it's like for everyone.
People are giving lectures on it. I'm like, how did you? Okay, now we're the last comment. Here we go. No pressure. Inner Zen. If you have to give younger you some advice, or just words of encouragement, what do you want? What would you say? What would you say to the younger you? before you got into the ghost hunting with friends, before you became this social media influencer juggernaut, what would your advice would you give?
I would say, oh, this is hard. There's so much I would say.
I know.
Because my life has turned out so much differently than like a 5-year-old me would have thought it would be. Not necessarily in a bad or a good way, just different.
No dinosaurs on the moon yet?
No dinosaurs on the moon yet, you know? The moon isn't made of cheese.
It's not?
It's not, right?
You heard it here first, folks. The moon, not cheese. LinkedIn. Top social media.
Top social media. We love LinkedIn. Yeah. I would say don't let anyone take your inner child.
There you go.
Yeah. And that's like in I had a great childhood, but like,
right.
I feel like as you get older, people are like, grow up, you know, mature,
right.
But it's like, you can still grow up and you can still mature, but hold on to things from your childhood and things that you enjoyed as a child. That's it.
Absolutely. That's perfect advice. Have that sense of wonderment.
Exactly.
If you have that, you can go out and do some cool things with the paranormal because you have the sense of questioning, the sense of wonderment, and you can go out and be a social. It's really a difficult job to have the artistic eye and the critical eye at the same time. And you're doing amazingly well. And I think you hit it on the head with having that sense of wonderment with your inner child.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You really need that connection. And I can't wait. I've seen the screener. Thank you, Tierney. And for everyone else, you guys have to wait. Season 5, Haunted Hospitals, episode 7. I know episode 1 comes out on April 5th for the Spring Shivers at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. So 7, okay, I can do this one. Wait, do by 7s. So do that plus this, 6 of those. Look it up on TV Guide. There's still one. That's what we want. Watch them all.
Watch them all, definitely. My episode airs on Friday, May 17th at 10 p.m. Eastern.
See, some people are better in math than I am.
I was reading a note. Math is not my strong suit. That's why I'm a paranormal investigator.
Hey, it's all good. And I honestly, I was watching it. I was watching this episode. I know they're going to do a jump cut. I know it's coming. You still got me because it's just a creepy, the teeth and the makeup and the straitjacketing and the face you make. It's all perfect. It's all beautiful. I want to thank you so much. And again, if people want to check out the episode, it's episode 7, but also Instagram, Hauntingly Krista. Check them out. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It was great to be here.
Bye, everyone.